good luck to all of our wrestlers from Buck Youth Wrestling, committed to supporting a tradition of wrestling excellence in the Blue Earth area.
Back here at Pemberton Auditorium, waiting the Bucks to come out onto the mat. The St. Clair Loyola Cyclones have been out warming up with their squad on the mat here at Pemberton Auditorium. In Section 2A wrestling, the teams that are competing for the section championship are Blue Earth Area, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, Medford, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, St. Clair Loyola, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, Janesville, Alder, Pemberton, the Grizzlies, and the Westfield Razorbacks. The number one seed is the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Area Knights. Number two seed is the Grizzlies of Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, Janesville, Alder, Pemberton. The three seed is Westfield, which is Hayfield, and the other one escapes me right now. And the four seed is the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers. Fifth seed are the St. Clair Mankato Loyola Cyclones. The sixth seed are the New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva Panthers. And the seventh seed are the Medford Tigers. There is no AC because currently there are only seven teams in Section 2A that will compete. These individuals, again, will compete in the individual section tournament next Saturday in Blue Earth at the high school gymnasium out at the high school. So that would be next Saturday. And again, the winner of this match will take on the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Area Knights on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Lake Crystal, as the winner of this will advance to the semifinals to take on the Knights. Again, wrestling action tonight and wrestling action on Saturday for team. Individual wrestling action will be next Saturday, again, at Blue Earth Area. We're starting tournament time, so these wrestlers are kind of finished finding out exactly what weight classes they're going to be competing at, those weight classes, trying to make it to the state tournament. That's the ultimate goal of the wrestlers, is to make the state tournament at the section meet. And then, of course, at the state meet, they would love to place. So looking forward to seeing how these wrestlers fare at the individual tournament. We will be broadcasting that next weekend. The 2A individual wrestling tournament will be broadcast on KBW. Tonight we are on the AM side. We are in Pemberton Auditorium because the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers basketball team has a doubleheader. Girls and boys, I believe they take on Pipestone out at the high school this evening. So you've got a lot of options for local sporting events to attend tonight. If you're on your way to one of those, enjoy them. If you're on your way to the wrestling here in Pemberton, we hope to see you soon. Again, there are fans filing in, wrestling faithful here to see their Bucks and cheer them on, and hope to cheer them on to a victory this evening against the Cyclones. So once again, we'll take another break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
First Bank Blue Earth has been providing banking services to the area for over 150 years. At First Bank, we strive to serve our valued customers with the latest in banking services and products. When it comes to your banking needs, work with people you know at First Bank Blue Earth, located at 306 South Main Street, Blue Earth, serving the community since 1869. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Betts Glass is a trusted business that has been on Main Street in Winnebago for over 50 years. They take pride in their work and strive to provide their customers with quality service that exceeds expectations. Call Betts Glass for your free quote on windows, seamless steel siding, steel roofing, seamless gutters, auto glass replacement, and beautiful entry doors. Call 507-893-4527 for Betts Glass of Winnebago.
Hey drivers, it's your favorite truck buddies, Gage Ertman
and Drake Ertman. Need a pit stop for your truck and trailer?
Head straight to Ertman Truck Repair.
They're all about keeping your truck in tip-top shape.
From preventative maintenance, DOT inspections,
to a quick tune-up or a full-on repair, they know their stuff.
Don't wait until there's a problem. Take care of your equipment.
Take it to Ertman Truck Repair in Blue Earth.
Trust us, your wheels will thank you.
located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop, is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Federated Rural Electric and Broadband of Jackson wishes all Martin County athletes a bright time in the athletic spotlight. Federated Broadband is your local connection to sports, news, family, and the world. Through its local support and involvement, Federated hopes to inspire and encourage leadership in our youth. An electric cooperative just isn't about electrical generation. It's about being part of each generation. Shine on local athletes and good luck as you compete from Federated Rural Electric and Broadband of Jackson.
And we're back here at Pemberton Auditorium in Blue Earth, awaiting the beginning of the St. Clair Loyola Cyclones duel versus the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are the host this evening. We talked about the lineups. Probably a good time to talk about coaches. For Blue Earth Area, the head coach is Dan Eckert. He's assisted by Blake Baran and Jake Lee. And for the Loyola St. Clair Cyclones, head coach is Charlie Piquel, and he is assisted by Mario Maldonado and Benjamin Johnson. So, you know, these coaches spend a lot of time with these kids. They have a big-time impact on, well, for sure their ability to wrestle, but they teach them a lot of life lessons as well. It takes a lot of dedication and commitment to be a coach, and these coaches spend a lot of time with these kids, and you really have to commend them for their willingness to teach not only wrestling but life lessons as well to these athletes. And so thanks to them for doing that. And of course, we wouldn't be able to have a contest without an official tonight. Our official tonight is Jeff Adams. Jeff from the Janesville area, very accomplished wrestler back in the day, and very good official with a lot of experience. So looking forward to some high-quality officiating along with some good wrestling tonight. So hoping to have a close match. As we stated before, this match was close during the year. Blue Earth Area was able to come out on top by a mere 3 points in the duel earlier. So looking forward to a close match. Again, St. Clair Loyola had weighed in 11 wrestlers, and there are 13 weights. And Blue Earth Area, I believe, had listed two open weights, but we now know that that is more likely just one, as they did insert Avery Osmus, seventh grader, in at 127 pounds, where they were listed as open. So that's what we've got now. And we'll take another short break and be back here as we get closer to the start of this match.
At Vex Hybrids, they're dedicated to serving Faribault County farmers by delivering the industry's most diverse product lineup, backed by personalized service and agronomic support. From localized recommendations to product selection and weed management insights, they're proud to put on their boots and walk side by side with you every season. Contact Jason Engleby, your area Vex dealer, at 507-525-0433 in Winnebago for more information or to place an order today. Save big during the farm filter sale at Napa Auto and Farm Parts of Blue Earth. March 4th through the 17th, all Napa Gold filters are on sale. Stock up now at a great price and make sure to get your order in early for best selection. And check out the great price on 3.5-ton gear wrench floor jacks, just $192 through March 31st. Plus, right now, get a $20 online rebate on Napa batteries. All at Napa Auto and Farm Parts, Highway 169, Blue Earth.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
The Frost State Bank can help you prepare for your future. They're more than just a place to stash your cash. They're your financial partner for life. They have all the services you've come to expect from a local full-service bank, including business and farm loans, health savings, and individual retirement accounts. Plus, they have online and mobile banking so you can manage your money anytime, anywhere. The staff at the Frost State Bank invite you to stop in and let them help plan your financial future. The Frost State Bank, member FDIC.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Back here at Pemberton Auditorium, and the Bucks captains are on the mat, as are the Cyclone captains for the flip of the disc. The Bucks won the toss, and they get to decide whether they'd like odd or even choice and odd or even matches. That can become a big thing in team wrestling. We'll talk about that in a second. But it looks like the Bucks have a good sweat going. They must have been down in the old wrestling room here in the bowels of the building, and they look like they're worked up a good sweat, and they're ready to go. So the Bucks did win the toss. I'm not sure if they chose odd or even. The principal thing about that is in each match, if it's an odd match, so it's a first match, third match of the night, fifth match of the night, whatever the case may be, the Buck wrestler will have choice in those matches in the second period. But more importantly, the teams will have to show their wrestlers first at the weights, at certain weights. And what that can do is that can either allow you to avoid matchups you don't like as a coach if you have some flexibility with your lineup, or to force matchups you want to happen. But in order to have that and do that, you have to have choice in that match. So the Bucks, I'm not sure which they did choose, but I did know that they did win the coin flip, and sometimes that's important. So if that's important tonight, good thing for the home team. So the cheerleaders are now doing the school song, and the faithful are standing and singing and clapping, and we're getting ready to begin wrestling here shortly. Our official Jeff Adams has already tossed the coin, and again, that did come up for the Bucks in the flip. So we're going to take one more 3-minute break and be back to call some wrestling.
Choosing the perfect memorial can be overwhelming, but Blue Earth Monument is here to help you make important decisions during a difficult time. We offer one of the largest inventories of monuments and markers in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. All work is done on our premises from start to finish. For high-quality, handcrafted monuments since 1877, Blue Earth Monument will create a lasting legacy. Visit our two locations, Blue Earth Monument, Highway 169 South, or Albert Lee Monument at 723 Marshall Street, Albert Lee, or online at blueearthmonument.com.
When you need surgical care, time is of the essence. That's why United Hospital District is here for you with close-to-home personal care. Our expert surgical teams are dedicated to providing top-notch services in obstetrics, gynecology, general surgery, urology, orthopedics, and more. Choose UHD for your surgical needs right in your community, because your health is our priority every hour of every day. UHD, committed to care. Committed to you.
If you're a livestock producer looking for more profit potential, you can count on Big Gain and a Bago feed store in Winnebago. They have all the Big Gain feeds you need for any livestock you raise. They'll advise you on the right Big Gain complete feeds, mineral and base mixes, and protein supplements for swine, beef, poultry, horses, anything you raise. For more profit potential in your livestock operation, call Dan at 507-525-0911. Your Big Gain dealer, Dan Sturak, to the Bago feed store on Main Street in Winnebago.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
Buck Youth Wrestling thanks the communities for their support and all who support Buck Wrestling during the season. Buck Youth Wrestling always welcomes new members and urges you to contact them if you'd like to be involved. Good luck to all of our wrestlers from Buck Youth Wrestling, committed to supporting a tradition of wrestling excellence in the Blue Earth area.
First Bank Blue Earth has been providing banking services to the area for over 150 years. At First Bank, we strive to serve our valued customers with the latest in banking services and products. When it comes to your banking needs, work with people you know at First Bank Blue Earth, located at 306 South Main Street, Blue Earth, serving the community since 1869. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We are back here at Pemberton Auditorium. You may hear in the background the dulcet tones of Lars Bierley announcing the lineup score this evening. And we're looking forward to getting started here shortly. Up in the far corner across the gymnasium from me, there is a very, very young wrestling fan who is very excited to be here and is dressed in a singlet. And he's maybe 2 or 3 years old, and he is clapping and watching the action as they shake hands, getting ready to go here this evening. Again, the Bucks did win the toss, and we're just finishing up here with the lineups, and we will get wrestling shortly here. Buccaneers of Blue Earth area taking on the Cyclones of St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola. So last announcement was Gamble, heavyweight for the Bucks, who does look like he has a match tonight. They did not weigh anyone in at heavyweight, and they do not have anyone listed on the program at heavyweight. So we shall get going here shortly. Referee Jeff Adams checking in the head table. And Lars is reading the sportsmanship information before the match. Coaches are with their wrestlers, and I tell you what, those wrestlers, tournament time brings out a couple extra butterflies for you. You got to be ready to go. You got to be out and get after it right away. And so the St. Clair Loyola has Hogan. So St. Clair Loyola has Lucas Hogan, a seventh grader, and the Bucks will have Jason Casey, freshman. So freshman, seventh grader match here for Casey and Hogan. So they're on the mat. They're ready to go. They shake hands, and we're underway. Stalking each other. Casey with a head snap, kind of a half shot by Hogan. Casey able to sprawl. Hogan now in on a out inside single. He changes to a finishes with a bear hug and takes his opponent down, leads 3-0. Again, takedowns are worth 3 points this year. So Hogan, Cyclone, takes a 3-0 lead over Casey, the freshman booth area. Hogan with both puts both legs in, trying to stretch out his opponent, unable to get him on the mat, but he's trying, and then he's got a trying to turn a wrist. He needs to either work a cross face or a bar from there. Now he's trying to get a bar from there. He's got both legs in, but he is awful high. If If Casey can work back to his base and shake him off, he's got a chance for a reversal, but there is a stalemate. The stalemate here in the first period. Casey trails 3-0, looking over at his bench, taking some instruction from his coaches. Hogan gets on and starts. Casey's able to get up right away, but Hogan with a tilt, with a little near side cheap, what I call cheap tilt. He's getting points. He's got points, and points being held in case it's the same near fall, so he's not getting the points yet. Now he can give them 2-point near fall for Hogan. So 5-0 lead for Hogan. 37 seconds left in the first period. Got that tilt again, little ball and chain tilt this time. Rolls through, gets a one count, but not a two. So Casey able to continue to roll through, but thus far scoreless in this first period is the Buck. Hogan has 5 points on the strength of a 3-point takedown and a 2-point near fall on a tilt. He's now working, trying to work a half on the one side. He's got that, but it's 12 seconds left. Casey's got to fight that off. He does. Works back to a base. Now they're on the edge of the mat, and he's got to realize where he's at and wrestled hard there on the edge. And time runs out in the first period, so Casey trails 5-0. Hogan does not look to be a super large 107-pounder. As a matter of fact, he weighed in tonight at 94.4 pounds. So a little bit undersized, 13 pounds undersized for a 107-pounder. Back trip. Casey starts down, stood up, got back trip. Now Hogan's working, trying to turn a wrist on that left side. Now he's trying to put a half in on the right side. He's got that. He's got the wrist turned on the left. Casey's able to stay on his base, so that doesn't go anywhere. But now he's got a Hogan's got a leg in on the right side. Now he's trying to power half that other side and turn him, unable to do so. But he does have him stretched out, both legs in now. Can tell he's comfortable leg riding. Done it a lot, I'm sure, because it's pretty evident that he knows he's comfortable in that position. That's not unfamiliar to him, obviously. Now he's got a cross face and a leg hook. He's trying to get a count for a near fall. Casey able to belly out on that. So still 5-0, halfway through the second period. Casey trails, and he is down, started down in this period. Got to get his cheap tilt now again, and now got a one count, and he rolled through. So just the one count at this point. Now another separate one count, but able to work back to his base and to his, or excuse me, to his stomach, now up to his base. Trails 5-0 with 43 seconds left in the second period, does Casey. Casey, freshman, Hogan, a seventh grader. For being undersized and a seventh grader, Hogan's impressed me with his mat savvy this evening. He's in on that. He's got a leg in on that right side. Now he's trying to cradle it up, unable to do so, but now he's got a cross face. And now he's got a half, Nelson, and he is pulling that over, trying to get, he's not past 90, so he's not getting a count. He's got a belly down, does Casey, 10 seconds left. He's got to continue to belly down. He's cranking on that. Now they call it potentially dangerous. That shoulder was in an odd position. So going against the joint there, referee wisely calls a potentially dangerous, and they get a new start with 5.6 seconds left in the second period. Casey tries to hit a switch, unable to do so, but this period will end scoreless second period. So the score remains Hogan 5, Casey 0. And Hogan's choice, he looks over at his coach. Coach says, why don't you go both up? So that's where we're starting, 5-0. So Buck sideline urging Casey to stay low. He's kind of standing up, and this wrestler, he's a little shorter than he is, but he does a nice job of turning his shoulders and reaching for an ankle pick, but unable to get that. Now they're forehead to forehead, and again, 5-0, and now shot by Hogan, defense nicely by Casey. Now they're back on their feet, separated. Casey, collar tie, snaps down, tries to create an angle here. And he certainly wouldn't. And there, a nice turn of your shoulders, almost like a duck under, and he gets a takedown for Hogan. He now leads 8-0. So currently he has a major decision if the match were to end with this 8-point advantage for Hogan. Again, a major decision is 8 to 15 points. A technical fall is 15 or more. And then a pin is obviously when you pin the opponent's shoulders to the mat. Currently 8-0 lead, major decision territory right now for Hogan, the seventh grader from the Cyclones. He's got both legs in, and he's riding hard. Casey's got to figure out how to either get a reversal or an escape here in the last 35 seconds to avoid the major decision. Every team point matters when it's a team section. And so he's going to try and get that. And, of course, Hogan's not going to want to let him do it. Hogan's now got a power half. And Casey is trying to fight that off. 19 seconds, 16 seconds. He's going to go over here. He's starting, nope, not going to count. He's able to get off of his back there. Nice job, no point. So this match is going to end 8-0, major decision for Hogan. And the Cyclones take a 4-0 team lead. We will be back in 30 seconds.
Betts Glass is a trusted business that has been on Main Street in Winnebago for over 50 years. They take pride in their work and strive to provide their customers with quality service that exceeds expectations. Call Betts Glass for your free quote on windows, seamless steel siding, steel roofing, seamless gutters, auto glass replacement, and beautiful entry doors. Call 507-893-4527 for Betts Glass. Glass of Winnebago.
So back here at Pemberton Auditorium, the Bucks trail 4-0 to the Cyclones on the strength of a major decision by 7th grader Lucas Hogan over freshman Jason Casey. On the mat now for the Cyclones is Albino Almanza, a freshman, and Blue Earth area's Drake Engleby at 114 pounds, a sophomore. So 20 seconds in and a couple attempts by each wrestler, nothing so far. Engleby trying to work a fireman's carry. Now he's getting into a cow catcher position, Almanza, but he is unable to get that. So now they're back on their feet. And Almanza now goes under for a fireman's type thing. Now he has an outside single. Engleby trying to sprawl and cross face, has that near ankle, able to scoot around and get a takedown. So Engleby gets a takedown and leads 3-0, and the official stops the mat for blood time for green. So we're going to take a 30-second break while we get the blood cleaned up.
Are you in a pickle with your big old truck and trailer acting up? Don't worry, folks. Irman Truck Repair is here to save the day. They fix trucks and trailers faster than you can say lickety-split.
And the prices won't make your piggy bank cry.
From brakes to engines, they will make it all shiny and new.
So don't wait till your wheels fall off. Call Irman Truck Repair in Blue Earth today.
And tell them your favorite truck buddies, Gage Ertman and Drake Ertman, sent you.
Hey, we're back here at Blue Earth Area, and they're just finishing cleaning up the blood from Drake Engleby. And Drake's about ready to hit the mat again, and he leads 3-0 on the strength of a nice opening takedown. So we are about halfway through the first period. He gets on top, and Albino Almanza comes up, pops to his feet quickly, and now he tries to cut, but Engleby back in on a leg. Trying to finish, and he doesn't really finishing because he started on top, but trying to avoid giving up the escape or the reversal. Almanza still, now with a whizzer hard on that side, coming into Engleby. Engleby able to drive into him, but now kind of a seesaw battle back and forth, a position Engleby able to cover back again and now protect this 3-0 lead by not giving up a reversal or an escape. So 3-0. 27 seconds left in the first period. Engleby slid a leg in on the left side. He got awful high with that and almost gave up his leg, but was able to get it sunk in there and now has both legs in trying to work a power half with 12 seconds left. At this point, I believe the Buck coaches would be happy to go into the second period leading 3-0. And 4 seconds left, nothing's going to happen here. So Angleby's going to lead 3-0 going into the second period. So nice period of wrestling by Engleby. Some occasional Engleby It's his choice. He defers. The Cyclone wrestler decides to go both up. So Angleby leads 3-0. Would be nice if he could get another takedown here. Cyclone wrestler Almanza tries to turn his shoulders, and for fireman's unable to do so. Angleby with a slide by. He's going to, if he can hook that leg, he's going to get, got to hook the leg. He's in a front headlock position. Now he's able to hook that leg and get a 3-point takedown. He was there. He just needed to hook the leg, and he kind of didn't realize that, I think, until the coaches urged him to do so. And now he's got a 6-0 lead. And at this point, I think he would like to break him down and then cover that hip. Yep, and that's what he does. Nice job by Angleby. So 6-0, and his opponent's on his belly. He's got a 6-0 lead. Obviously, he would like to get some bonus points at this point. Minute 15 left in the second period. So 45 seconds gone in the period. Working a power half. He's got a power half, and Almanza able to get his head up and peel that. Almanza does get warned for stalling now. Official, in his opinion, the bottom wrestler's not doing enough to try and get away, so he is warned for stalling. The next stall call will give a point to Angleby if the next stall call against the Cyclone wrestler. At this point, he has just been warned. Angleby has a cross wrist and trying to work, pick up the 25-cent type. Now he goes off to the, he's got both legs in now, throws both legs in, trying to stretch his opponent out, work a power half or a cross face. He's getting a little high. His opponent's kind of head-hunting, trying to reach up and pull his head under. Angleby able to avoid that, and now he's on a hip. He's got a hip up, Drake, hip up. He's on his hip. He's got a hip up. 18 seconds left. Currently, he's not giving anything up, but he's also not in the best position. Now he's trying to get a power half and sit back, which he kind of got, but now an illegal hold is called. So 1 point for Red. So the illegal hold, Angleby must have clasped, I believe. Yep, okay. And not in a pinning combination. So penalty point, so 6-1. Angleby's still on top with 7 seconds left. Now he's got to ride him out so it doesn't hurt so much. Because if he was to give up that escape now, and he's not going to, time expires. Nice job by Drake riding that out. So 6-1 lead for Angleby going into the third period. It is Angleby's choice. Angleby goes down. So Angleby goes down, gets set, faces official Jeff Adams. And Albino Almanza, freshman, covers him. And they start. He looked over at his bench wondering if they wanted him to cut him and try to get a takedown, but they want to see if he can turn Angleby. So Almanza is got a near ankle hooked, and he's trying to get a butcher underneath, and he's able to pick that up, and he's got a butcher, but he's, Angleby does a nice job of fighting it off. Now he's got a, switches to a outside cradle. He's got a cradle locked up, cross face, and now he's trying to take Angleby back. Angleby's trying to fight that off, but now he's over and one. There is, and he's in danger. Almanza's got it tight, and oh, nice job by Angleby getting out of that. So 4 point near fall, so 6-5 now with 1:08 left. So what looked like the possibility of a major decision, now the Bucks are just hoping to hang on for a win here. 6-5, Angleby is leading. He's got to get up, get away, and get on his offense again, where he leads in takedown 2-0 in this match. He stood up, and he's able to cut and get away. Now he's going to try for a reversal. He's going to get, yes, and he's got a 2-point reversal. So 8-5, Angleby leads by 3 with 38 seconds left. So at this point, he's got both legs in. He has not been warned for stalling, but the Cyclone wrestler has. So if he can put some pressure on him and try and get a near fall here, he may have listed another stall call. Right now, he's got both legs in, but he's on a hip. This isn't where he wants to be, but he's trying to pull back and get a count on the Cyclone wrestler. He's unable to do so at this point. Now he gives up a reversal. So now it's 8-7 with 7 seconds left. And he gets let go with 3 seconds left. He leads by 2, so 1.7 seconds. He's got a circle, and not allow a takedown, and he will win this match. And he does so, and he wins by a score of 9-7. So Drake Engleby narrows the score to 4-3. Drake Engleby wins by a 9-7 decision. Nice match, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
So back here at Pemberton Auditorium, as we anticipated, this might be a seesaw battle, and so far it has been. The opening bout taken by the Cyclones with a major decision, so they led 4-0. And now Drake Engleby guts out a 9-7 decision to take a go down 4-3. The Bucks did get on the board. Now Timmy Nagel of the Bucks, junior, and one of their more experienced wrestlers, is wrestling Braden Wan, freshman. Nagel has two takedowns, and now he's getting a near fall. He got a quick takedown, let him go, got another takedown, and put him on his back. So Nagel looking to finish here. Juan able to get back to his base, but Nagel now with a 10-0 lead on the strength of two quick takedowns and a four-point near fall. Thought Nagel might be able to finish that one with a fall, and that's obviously what he'd prefer to do because a fall is 16 points, whereas if you get just a technical fall, it's 5. So he'd prefer to get a fall here if he can. And, of course, the coaches would as well. Every team point matters in tight matches. So 48 seconds left in the first here. Nagel now trying to work an arm bar. He's got that arm bar up. Oop, but he slipped off it. Braden Wan able to get out of that move. And now he's got a cross wrist and trying to fight for hand control. Nagel's got him on a hip, which is where he wants to be. Attacking and trying to turn his opponent. 27 seconds left. His opponent flat on his stomach, and Nagel working for a fall. Got an arm bar now on the right side. Turns that left wrist. Got to run out and take a big step or double it up, and he's trying to double that arm bar. He's able to do so, and he's got to be careful on how he takes this. And he's able to turn him and take him over, and now got him in trouble, but I don't know if he's going to have enough time. 4 seconds left and counting. Nagel arching hard to try and get those shoulders to Matt, unable to do so. Right at the end, he was able to stack him up, but not enough time, so he did get another four-point near fall. 14-1, Nagel leads. So Braden Wan goes both up. So now if Nagel gets a takedown without taking his back, this will be a tech fall. But I think he wants to obviously wants to try and take him to his back, because if he can take him to his back, he will have the opportunity for a fall. And that's what they would prefer with that extra team point. Headlock by Nagel. Nice job to his back. So he's got a minute 48 here to try and he's sinking in now trying to get that fall for that extra team point, which would be big. And it looks like he might get it because he's got a lot of time and they're currently in the middle of the mat. Juan doing a nice job fighting now, but Nagel still in position and just a lot of extra effort being expended by the wrestler on the bottom trying to stay off his back and just a lot of time. And there's the fall. Nagel with the fall, and now the Bucks take a 9-4 lead on the strength of a fall by Tim Nagel at 121 pounds. We'll be back in 30 seconds for more wrestling action.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Back here at Pemberton Auditorium, and the Bucks at 127 put out Avery Austin, seventh grader. And Avery is wrestling Blake Shepard, a sophomore, and Shepard with a quick takedown leads 3-0 on a slide by. Now he has trying to stack up Osmus, and obviously the Bucks would prefer try and save some team points here, but Osmus now on his back gets turned over in a front head, but now works his way through So currently trails 3-0, but some near fall being held. 4 near fall, 7-0, and then Austin's able to get out quickly for 7-1. Now another takedown for Shepherd. The Shepherd now leads 10-1. And trailing by 9 points 1 minute into the first period. But at this point, what you're trying to do is save team points. And if he's able to field either a major or a tech ball instead of a pin, that's team points saved. He's on his back now, arm bar. Shepherd's got that tight with 48 seconds left. And Avery's still fighting. Austin's able to stay off his both shoulders, but now it's getting tighter. You know, 38 seconds left. And there's the fall. So fall for St. Clair Loyola Cyclones, and now takes a 10-9 lead on the strength of a Blake Shepherd fall at 127 pounds. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Federated Rural Electric and Broadband of Jackson wishes all Martin County athletes a bright time in the athletic spotlight. Federated Broadband is your local connection to sports, news, family, and the world. Through its local support and involvement, Federated hopes to inspire and encourage leadership in our youth. An electric cooperative just isn't about electrical generation. It's about being part of each generation. Shine on local athletes and good luck as you compete from Federated Rural Electric and Broadband of Jackson.
And back here, the Bucks did have an open weight at 133 pounds. So the Ty Romnes, sophomore, I believe is who they sent out there, was able to win by forfeit, and that will give the Cyclones a 16-9. Romnes is actually wrestling now, so that must have been an alternate Braxton Anderson that took that forfeit. Romnes now is wrestling, which may bump them up at 45 and not have an open weight there. Romnes is wrestling against Colin Alston. Alston, a sophomore for the Bucks. Romnes, a sophomore for the Cyclones. Romnes in deep on a single, thus far unable to finish, and not yet. They're on their feet, and now there's a takedown for Romnes. Romnes leads 3-0, 40 seconds into the first period. Cyclones lead the duel 16-9. Strength of a fall at 127 pounds and a forfeit at 133. So 12 quick points for the Cyclones. Bring them from a 9-4 deficit to a 16-9 lead. Alston now down set facing the official. Romnes on top. They start him, and Alston tries to get up. But that attempt thwarted by Romnes. He now needs to work his way up. He does so. Alston back to his feet again, but Romnes now picks up that leg and trips to his back, but he's able to get to his stomach. But he is on his base now, so he's back up to his feet again. Nice job of continuing to come up by Alston. So Colin Alston trying to get an escape or a reversal here. He's close to getting a reversal. He can stop that and spin. Now he's in position to possibly get an inside cradle. But unable to get that. He will get one for the loss of control here, yes. So escape by Alston. It's a 3-1 match with 11 seconds left in the first period. And Alston trying to create an angle. Romnes in on a fireman close to getting a takedown, but the time expires right as he was about to yield a takedown. So no takedown. 3-1 lead for Romnes heading into the second period. So Alston defers. Romnes chooses down. Alston covers, and we start the second period. Alston trails 3-1. And Romnes stands up, turns into it. Now he's trying for a reversal at this point. Alston trying to maintain control. And he's now in a front head position out in front of him. Able to pick up that leg, but now Romnes able to cut loose and escape. Now 4-1, Romnes in on an outside single. He's able to put Alston's hips to the mat, and he does get a takedown. So now 7-1, 7-1 lead for Romney. The Buck coaching staff and bench trying to urge Alfson to go forward, not turn into him, because he's trying to turn in, but that's like possibly exposing his back to a near fall, and that's what's happened. He does get a two count, so two count, and now they're off the mat. Yep, a two-point near fall for Romnes. So 9-1 lead for Romnes. Halfway through the second period, they get another start. Alfson takes position, gets set. Romnes covers. Whistle blows, and Alfson tries to stand up right away. He's up to his tripod position. And Romnes now trying to cross. Alfson now is able to work, turn in and work into a double and try and get a reversal here, and he's able to do so. So Alfson cuts that margin down to 6, from 8 to 6. It's now 9-3, and he's got a half on that side. 33 seconds left. Romnes to his feet. Alfson trying to hang on. He's got both legs. He's going to have to move up, or he's going to get called for stalling. He does move up. Nice job. And they go off the mat. So 9-3 now. Alfson trails. 23 seconds left in the second period. So Romnes bumped up a weight. The forfeit was accepted, I believe, by Braxton Anderson for the Cyclones. And that should allow them to bump Vaughn up to 45 and avoid that open weight they had there. So escape, 10-3. Romnes escapes. Now he gets a takedown, 13-3. And Alfson doesn't realize he's in trouble and exposes his back, but just for a count. And so now period ends, 13-3 lead for Romnes. Romnes, it's Alfson's choice. He says, I don't know what I should do, and they tell him to go down, so he goes down. 13-3, Romnes leads at 139 pounds. So Romnes, Alfson tries to sit out. Romnes puts in an arm bar and is able to turn his opponent and getting counts. The St. Clair bench wanted a fall, but he wasn't flat for long enough. So a four-point near fall, 17-3. So next point for Romnes will be a tech ball, 17-3, 14-point lead, 1:30 left in the third period. Alfson obviously would prefer to score here next and continue to score so as to avoid that tech ball and save some team points. He's on his base. Now he's up on his knees. He's got to stand up. Romnes pull him off to the side. Now he's got a wrist turned. He's trying to butcher him, but he's not on the arm where he needs to be. Now he's on the arm. Got to post that far shoulder and pull, but he's unable to do so thus far. At some point, I got to believe they're going to tell him to let him go and take him down to try and get that tech ball. So 45 seconds. Alfson trying to get up. He's able to get up. Now none to fall. So he stood on his feet, but the St. Clair wrestler was able to drive him back to the mat and get the fall with 38 seconds left. So now a 22-9 lead for the Cyclones. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States, is dedicated to the needs and profitability of farmers. Did you know that Beck's is the only company with access to every approved trait in the U.S.? This advantage allows us to remove the bias from sales and focus on what's best for farmers. For more information or to place a seed order today, call Jason Engleby in Winnebago at 507-525-0433.
And we're back here at Pemberton Auditorium. Leighton Bassett did receive a forfeit at 145 pounds, which has now tightened the team score to 22 for the Cyclones and 15 for the Bucks. On the mat now is Colton Colesman, sophomore, at 152, and he is wrestling James Stenzel-Sari, junior, at 152. So they did not move Vaughn up to that open weight. They just forfeited him. Senzo throws Bassett in the headlock, but Bassett able to roll through. Tolsman is able to roll through and get a takedown. So Tolsman leads 3-0. And coach wants a word with the official. And I think he's just checking to see, making sure he was in bounds. And they said, yep. And said, okay. So Tolsman leading 3-0. And now has the cross wrist. So Tolsman and James Stenzel-Sari, junior for the Cyclones, sophomore for the Bucks. Tolsman, the sophomore, carries the advantage 3-0 with 45 seconds gone in the first period. He's riding on the right side, trying to chop an arm. Stenzel-Sari's up on his tripod. Now he's up to his feet, trying mat return attempted by Tolsman, unable to get him all the way down. Stenzel-Sari back up. Now he's in a headlock position. Both wrestlers on their feet, and Tolsman able to pop that head out, Colton, and he's able to do so. Colton Tolsman maintains control and returns his opponent to the mat, still leads 3-0 with 42 seconds and counting in the first period. Now he's working like a coffee grinder type situation on the right-hand side. He's got to break him down first and then pop that head through. Now his opponent's up to his face, so you don't want to try that now, and he wisely goes back to breaking him down. Now he's back in that coffee grinder head lever type situation. But his opponent now back to his base. So probably not the thing to do at this point unless you can really attack it. And they're trying to urge him not to push that position at this point. 10 seconds left. He's riding on the right side and tries an arm chop, able to do so and get his opponent down to his hip. So 3 seconds left. 3-0 lead for Tolsman. At this point, like you said, this is going to be a closely contested match, and this one probably very big for both teams. So carrying a 3-0 lead into the second period is Colton Tolsman, sophomore from Blue Earth Area, against James Stenzel-Sari. Tolsman rides on the right side, and a caution on green. I believe he was too deep on the waist, not on his belly button. Now he tells him to cover, starts, and there they go. So caution one time, you can don't get relinquish a point until your third caution. So he's got one more, but first one for Tolsman. Riding on the right side, trying to work that head lever type situation again. Prefer to break him down before you try and do that, but at this point he's still working that, but I don't know how much longer the official is going to let him work that without popping his head through or doing something because he's talking to the wrestler. Now he's on that right side with that wrist strap. Got to get an arm bar. He's got the arm bar official making sure he takes that, he keeps that legal. And he's got him broken down. Now a 25-cent attempt, step through. Official warns the Cyclone wrestler for stalling. So warning for stalling on Stenzel-Sari. Tolsman still with that head lever type situation. But Stenzel-Sari almost to his feet, now pulled back to his hip, now on his base, trying to come up, but Tolsman doing a nice job of preventing him from doing so. Now he's up on his feet, they're on the edge of the mat. Tolsman's got a hip up because he fell on his hip, but he's able to adjust nicely on the edge of the mat. And now they're off the mat. So with 39.2 seconds left in the second period, Tolsman maintains his 3-0 edge over James Stenzel-Sari, Jr., for the Cyclones. So he's got behind him, Sari's sitting seated on his behind, and now he's up to his feet and trying to peel. And he's going to get a stall call, and he does. And he might get another one if he doesn't return to the mat, and he lets him go. He urged to let him go so he doesn't get another stall call. So Tolsman warned for stalling. Each wrestler warned for stalling. 3-1 score with 4 seconds left. Stenzel-Sari in on a single, but he's going to run out of time. Nice attempt, and he had that single in the air, but unable to finish before the time ran out in the second period. So 3-1 score. It's Tolsman's choice. He goes down. Both wrestlers appear to be winded. And The Bozeman goes down and Stenzel Starry says, I'm going to give him an intentional release. We're going to go from our feet. So Bozeman gets a 1 point for an intentional release. A 4-1 score. Bozeman leads. Cyclone wrestler in on an outside single now. Now a headlock, but rolled through again. That's the same thing that happened in the first period. Bozeman did a nice job of getting his hips close to his opponent, body locking him and rolling him through for a takedown. So Bozeman now leads 7-1 on the strength of that takedown off of the attempt, a headlock attempt by the Cyclone wrestler, Stenzel Starry. Bozeman working that head lever, coffee grinder type situation on the right side, but he's doing so without having his opponent broken down. And now he's trying to step through and stack him, unable to do that. He's got a wrist on one side trying to work thread and arm through for an arm bar, trying to either run an arm bar or a tilt. Unable to run either at this point, turning a wrist, and now the Cyclone wrestler warned again for stalling. So that is a 1 point for Tolsman, since that is the second stall call. So Tolsman now leads 8-1. 8-1 Tolsman leads here, and they go off the mat. So it's 44 seconds left. At this point, you got to wonder if they're, yep, Dan wants, Coach Dan Eckhart wants him to continue riding. I was wondering if you might want to let him go and try to get another takedown for a major. At 41, he's got to let him go. Got to let him go, or you're going to get called for stalling. So he does get called for stalling because he doesn't return to the mat. And then he does let him go. So now he gets a point for stalling and then a point for an escape. And now a point for near reversal. He called it a reversal. So it's 8-4. Didn't call it an escape, called it a reversal. Not an escape and a takedown. So that's better for Tolsman. 8-4 lead. 8-4 lead. And Tolsman, 9 seconds left. He's getting turned and a half. If he can avoid that, he needs to avoid a 4-point near fall. He's going to be able to avoid that. He only got a one count. So a very hairy 8-4 decision, but Tolsman able to win. So that makes the team score 22-18, tightening this matchup. And we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Napa Know How.
Save big during the farm filter sale at Napa Auto and Farm Parts of Blue Earth. March 4th through the 17th, all Napa Gold filters are on sale. Stock up now at a great price and make sure to get your order in early for best selection. And check out the great price on 3.5-ton gear wrench floor jacks, just $192 through March 31st. Plus, right now, get a $20 online rebate on Napa batteries. All at Napa Auto and Farm Parts, Highway 169, Blue Earth.
Back here at Pemberton Auditorium, and close team score. After 152 pounds, the Cyclones lead the Bucks by a score of 22-18. Now on the mat, Chase Beatty. Chase Beatty, the only senior for either team, on the mat against Danny Nagel. Danny Nagel is a freshman. Danny is the younger brother of Timmy Nagel. And Danny yields the opening takedown to Beatty, the senior. So Beatty leads 3-0 and now has the Butcher trying to turn Nagel to his back and is able to do so. And now minute 21, he does a nice job of rolling through. So there was a 4-point near fall, 7-0 lead. Now he turns into his back again. Yeah, minute 12, lots of time. There's the fall. So 28-18 lead for the Cyclones through 160. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
Hey, back here at Blue Earth Area, and I think the why they wanted that weight, why they chose the weight they did is so that Caden Flowers, sophomore, was able to take a forfeit, and so that moves Will Wirtz up to 189. So the Bucks now trail 28-24. on the strength of that forfeit. And now Will Wirtz moves up to wrestle at 189, and he will wrestle Cooper Garlo. And Wirtz and Garlo on the mat now. And we're working out front, trying to get a takedown. This is a big match, especially given the team score currently. Wirtz yields the takedown, and then almost is able to work his way through that and get a takedown himself, but gave up the opening takedown 3-0. Was in danger of giving up back points, but quickly off his back. Nice job by Wirtz of recognizing that he was not in a position of advantage and bailing out of that one. So this is Cooper Garlo, sophomore, I believe. Either Cooper Garlo or Luke Vaughn, I'm not sure. And Wirtz for the Bucks. The Bucks will receive 6 points at heavyweight for a forfeit for Chase Gamble. So essentially the Bucks are leading currently with two matches to be contested left. This one and 215. So 3-0, Wirtz trails. Now he's in a position to get a reversal and possibly some near fall if he can scoot his hips up. Scoot your hips up, Will, and they go off the mat. Unfortunately, ran out of real estate to get that done. So 29 seconds left in the first period. Cyclone wrestler covers Wirtz to his feet, returned back to his base. Not to his stomach, but to his base. Now Will trying for a type of a roll. His opponent now reaches back for a cross base. Close to reversal and then close to near fall. So, but neither was scored. So still 3-0. Wirtz is on his stomach with 7 seconds left in the first period. Come on, Will, get one before the period ends. And the period's going to end 3-0. So Bucks trail in this match 28-24, but they do have a forfeit waiting for them at heavyweight, which will give them 6 points. So in essence, they currently hold a 2-point lead with two matches left. In essence, right now they trail by four. Wirtz with a roll attempt, crossface applied by the Cyclone wrestler, able to maintain control. Wirtz now up to an outside single. He's trying to pull that in. His opponent's trying to cross face and keep him on the mat. He's able to do so. And right now, 3-0, 25 seconds gone. Second period. Wirtz again trying to get a reversal or an escape here. Looking more for a roll or a reversal, it looks like, from what he's been attempting as far as movement. Now he's got an outside single, but he's got to scoot and turn and face him. Now his opponent's able to work back and cover his hip, but now Wirtz able to reach and get an inside single. Now he's trying to drive into that. He can drive into that and drive across it, which he's attempting to do. He will be able to get a reversal. Keep working, Will, pull that knee under. He's got to pull the knee under. Currently he's got his arm across the knee. Got to make sure not to take it to the wrong way, and very close to reversal here, but his opponent still able to lift and pick up his Will's leg, so no change yet. If he can extend that and lift, which he's doing, but Will able to cut across and try to get a double. 35 seconds left, and now they're faced. Will's able to face him. His opponent's trying to stretch him out and sprawl. Will's got an outside single, got to change that to a double or finish. Now his opponent's able to cross face him and get him to the mat again. 20 seconds left, so very good scoring attempt, but unable to capitalize is Will Wirtz. Will's now 11 seconds left in this second period. 7-6 on the edge of the mat. He might go off here. Not yet. And the period's going to end. So no scoring in that second period. Lots of action. No scoring. 3-0. Will Wirtz trails. And the Cyclone wrestler is going down. So coach Dan Eckert says, hey, if you can't turn him, you got to cut him. We're trailing by three, and we need this match. So big match here. This one could decide the duel. Armbar on the left side by Wirtz. He's got his opponent on his stomach, trying to take a big step. Unable to get that so far. Now his opponent able to work his way up to his base. Now he's trying to get up past his base. Will is able to control those hips. He's got a leg in on the left side. Now his opponent trying to grab that arm. I don't know what he's exactly doing there, but he's kind of trying to kill time the way it looks like to me. But Wirtz trying to get that arm back, unable to do so. And now he's got an inside cradle. He's got an inside cradle. He's turning him in that inside cradle. This would be huge for the Bucks. Nice job by Wirtz. He's got two thus far. Two is all he's got thus far. He got a two count, and then his opponent was able to get back to his base. Two-point near fall for Wirtz, so it's 3-2. Wirtz is leading currently, trying to lock up that inside cradle again. He's going to get it. He's got to step through. Will, unable to lock it. Now he's going to have to let him go. 36 seconds left. His opponent gets an escape. Wirtz in on a single. 4-2, Wirtz trails. He's got to get this takedown. His opponent's got him stretched out. He's trying to spin. He's able to spin and get the takedown. 7-2 lead for the Cyclone. 7-2, Wirtz trails with 17 seconds left. And now he's turned to his back. And 10 seconds, Wirtz close to getting pinned, and he does. Cyclone wrestler able to get a fall. So now it's 34-24, the Cyclone's lead. So Garlow able to win by fall, and it's 34-24. So we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Let the Frost State Bank be your bank. They're more than just a place to stash your cash. They're your financial partner for life, helping you prepare for the future or unexpected emergencies. The Frost State Bank offers all the services you expect, including business and farm loans, health savings, and individual retirement accounts. Plus, they have online and mobile banking so you can manage your money anytime, anywhere. If you're looking for a full-service bank, look to the people you know at the Frost State Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Pemberton Auditorium, the match at 215 pounds from Jacob Gamble, and Will Spence has commenced. Spence, a sophomore, Gamble, a freshman. If Gamble can win this match by more than a major decision, the Bucks will win this meet as St. Clair has no one at heavyweight and will yield 6 points on a forfeit to Chase Gamble. So essentially the meet score right now is 34-24, but in essence, it's 34-30. So if Gamble can get a fall here, he can, the Bucks can win this duel. I believe if it ends in a tie, if Gamble is able to get a major and it would end in a tie, the Bucks would lose on criteria, as I believe the Cyclones would have more wins. One, two, three, four, five. Yep, that's what would happen. So Gamble needing a tech fall or a fall here at 2:15. 50 seconds left in the first period. 0-0 tie, forehead to forehead. And Gamble able to snap and spin for a takedown. So he gets a three-point takedown. His opponent back up. Gamble's got to get a fall here or a tech fall. If he does so, he's able to, and that's why that fall, that word fall hurt. He could have kept that as just a decision. It would have been three more team points for the Bucks, and all Gamble would have to do here would be win. But at this point now, he needs a tech fall or a fall. All the way along, there's opportunities to save or make points, and that's why we talk about bonus points being so important. And all the way along, both teams have had opportunities, and some they've been able to capitalize on, and some they have not. So made for an exciting duel here. Gamble leads 3-0. It's his choice. They're telling him to go both up. So Gamble goes both up, leading 3-0. Period starts. Again, Gamble needs a tech ball or a fall. A major decision will only tie this meet and allow the Cyclones to win on criteria. If there were no unsportsmanlike conduct calls, which you never know. The other way to win this match would be to for a disqualification of stalling, as the Cyclone wrestler has been warned for his first stall call. That would have to be pretty egregious to happen, but it can happen. So Gamble definitely wants to push the pace and push his wrestler. His opponent circling on the edge of the mat. Nice job by the Cyclone. That's Will Spence, sophomore. Gamble, a freshman. Jacob Gamble pushing his opponent on the edge, trying to push back. It's 1 minute gone in the second period. And the Cyclone may get warned again. The official's talking to him about circling to the center and creating some action, because he's already been warned for stalling once. Gamble can get another stall call. That would be big. Gamble trying to snap him, unable to do so. Gamble's got to get on some offense here. At this point, just pushing him around isn't going to get it done. And 30 seconds left in the second period. On their feet, 3-0, Gamble leads currently. Popped up that Cyclone wrestler, popped that left elbow up. He could have hit a duck, but it doesn't look like he's really interested in offense. What he's interested in doing is making sure he doesn't get pinned or tacked, and that's what's best for the team at this point. So 8 seconds left in the second period. It will be the Cyclones' choice in the third period. Another stall call for the Cyclones, and 1 point for Gamble. So Gamble leads 4-0. The Cyclones have to decide what to do. They go both up. I don't know. I think I would have had him go on top. Burn some time on top. But because he has to get pecked, not just majored. So I don't know. If you're trying to save a major, you might go both up. But anyway, they go both up. And Gamble already does have two stall calls elicited against his opponent. If he pushes the pace here, he could get him disqualified for stalling, which would be a six-point win, and that would give the Bucks the match. So either disqualification for stalling, tech fall, or fall would win this for the Bucks. Currently, minute 38. But in order to elicit a stall call, he's going to actually have to get on some offense of his own, and this has been kind of a pushing match since the beginning. Got a snap. Will Spence has got to try a snap down or do something, because he's going to get called again. They might both get called again because he's backing up. And he might get called again. He's going to get called for backing up. And he's trying to circle. He's circling in. Gamble's letting him. Another stall call for Gamble. So that's one, another point. So two more, and he can get him disqualified for stalling. So that's 1-1. He's telling him, hey, you got to stay in the center. Official's trying to tell him what he's not doing right. 1 minute and 7 seconds left. He's backing up again. He might get another stall call. He's got to keep pushing and keep. Now the St. Clair wrestler tries to duck under on that side. Gamble's got to put some offense together so he can get that stall call. The coaching staff and bench for St. Clair looks very, very concerned about the lack of offense from their wrestler, because they are waiting to get hit again. But in order to get hit again, oh, now it's green. Now he's calling Gamble for stalling. Neither one of them is doing much, but now Gamble's trying to push him off. He's got a circle, or he's going to be called again. For us, Gamble, push him off the mat. Push him off the mat, Gamble. Now they circle back. The Cyclone wrestler circle back. 20 seconds left. 19 seconds and counting. Gamble's got to get something done here. Got to do something quick because he needs a fall. 13 seconds. He's got to go for something. Try to hit a move. Try to hit something. And 5 seconds, they're still in the center of the mat, pushing into each other, and Gamble unable to do that. That secures the victory for the Cyclones. A win for Gamble, but it brings this match to 34-27. a 7-point. And we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
So back here at Pemberton Auditorium in Blue Earth area does receive the forfeit we talked about at 285 pounds, which brings the team score to 34-33. So the Cyclones, as advertised, close duel, close match, and able to sneak one out. And, you know, you talk about those bonus points being important, and they were definitely important in this match. So I'll go through the first six weights here, and then we'll come back and recap the rest of the scoring. The Cyclones drew first blood tonight at 107 by winning a major decision and going up by a score of 4-0 at 114 pounds. The Bucks came back, and the Bucks, Drake Engleby, outlasted his opponent, Albino Almanza, to get a decision, and the Bucks then trailed 4-3. Then at 121 pounds, Timmy Nagel came out, and as one of the more experienced wrestlers on the team, was able to get a fall over Braden Wan to give the Bucks 6 points, six very valuable points to go up 9-4. At that point, Avery Osmus was inserted in the lineup for the Bucks at 127, and he thought he was a victim of a fall by Blake Shepard, a sophomore for the Cyclones, bringing the Cyclones lead to 10-9. And then the Bucks were open at 133, so that gave the Braxton Anderson was inserted in the lineup to take that forfeit, and that would be a 6-point team score for the Cyclones in that match to bring the score to 16-9. And then at 139, Romnus bumped up to 139 and was able to pin Colin Alveson of the Bucks to go up 22-9. So at 22-9, after 139 pounds, and we'll take a short break and I'll recap the rest of the wrestling.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Choosing the perfect memorial can be overwhelming, but Blue Earth Monument is here to help you make important decisions during a difficult time. We offer one of the largest inventories of monuments and markers in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. All work is done on our premises from start to finish. For high-quality, handcrafted monuments since 1877, Blue Earth Monument will create a lasting legacy. Visit our two locations, Blue Earth Monument, Highway 169 South, or Albert Lee Monument at 723 Marshall Street, Albert Lee, or online at blueearthmonument.com.
So, back here at the Pemberton Auditorium, after 139, the Bucks trailed 22-9, and then came up with a Leighton Bassett was received a forfeit at 145, tightening the team score to 22-15. Colton Polesman had a very close match, but able to be the winner and gets a decision at 152 to narrow the score to 22-18. Then Chase Beatty wrestles Danny Nagel at 160. Beatty able to get a fall and go up 28-18 for the Cyclones. Then Will Wirtz bumped up to 172. He wrestled, I believe it was Luke Vaughn. Excuse me, at 172 was Danny Nagel. No, 60 was Nagel. So 72, the Bucks put in Caden Flowers. Caden Flowers was pinned by Luke Vaughn, 28-24. Then Will Wirtz bumped up to 189 and wrestled Cooper Garlow. Very good match, close match, seesaw battle. In the end, Garlow was able to pull Wirtz's head under and pin him in the closing seconds of the match, give them a 6-point victory there to bump the team score to 34-24. And that was all they need, as Jacob Gamble was able to get a decision at 2:15, but that only brought it to 27-34. Then the forfeit Bucks received makes a very close, very tight 34-33 victory for the Cyclones. As advertised, we knew it was going to be a close match, and it was. And the Bucks come out on the short end, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes to tell you what's going to happen on Saturday.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care. Committed to you.
Baby chick time is fast approaching, and Bagel Feed Store is ready and waiting for your order. They can supply almost any breed of feathered fowl along with their feed needs to get them off to a fast, healthy start. Pick up 50-pound bags of Egg Booster for $10 and Broiler Developer for $14 with your poultry order. Be it ducks, geese, chickens, or turkeys, they can meet your needs. Call Eva at the Bagel Feed Store in Winnebago at 507-893-4655.
Hungry? Hy-Vee makes mealtime easy with fresh, tasty meals delivered right to your door. And right now, get 20% off your order. From comfort classics like fried chicken to healthy favorites like garden fresh salads, our meals match your cravings. Made to order and ready in no time for curbside pickup or delivery. You can even schedule ahead for dinner time. Right now, get 20% off your order. Make mealtime simple and delicious with Hy-Vee.
So again, back here at Pembroke Auditorium, where the Bucks drop a heartbreaker to the Cyclones of St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola, by a score of 34-33. We always talk about how important bonus points are, and obviously that was the case, as I think the little guy with the singlet on is Dan's son. I find him from across the room, and he's excited. He's shooting a double-leg takedown on his dad right now. So Dan Eckhart's son was that fan in the singlet, and he is ready to go. He's got some light-up shoes, and he's got his singlet on, and he is he's ready to do battle. So thanks to Kim at the station for being the engineer tonight, and that will wrap up the Bucks team wrestling for the season. Now, individuals will be next Saturday. The Cyclones of St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola will go on to wrestle the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Area Knights in Lake Crystal Saturday at 2 o'clock. But as far as team competition, that will do it. That has ended the Bucks team season. Again, individuals will be next Saturday at Blue Earth Area. So come on out and watch some good wrestling where these kids try to make their way to the state tournament. So excited to call that one. And that's it for the action for tonight. Fun duel to call. Exciting. Butterflies for the wrestlers, and butterflies for the of the fans in attendance, as it was a heck of a close dual meet, and a couple things here or there, and it could have gone either way. So let's wish all the Bucks individuals good luck next weekend at the individual section wrestling. And again, signing off tonight for the Bucks, drop a close heartbreaker to the Cyclones of St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola by a score of 34-33. Thanks, and have a good evening.
Blue Earth Area Section Team Wrestling coverage on KBW, brought to you by Buck Youth Wrestling, by First Bank Blue Earth, Vets Glass of Winnebago, Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth, Jay Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, Jason Engleby, your Bex Hybrids dealer of Winnebago,
Napa Auto and Farm Parts of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, the Frost State Bank, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Mid-Iowa Insurance Agency Blue Earth, Blue Earth Monument, the United Hospital District, by the Bag of Feed Store of Winnebago, and Hy-Vee of Fairmont.
This is KBEW, 1560 AM and 95.3 FM.
It's a feeling, burning like a lover on fire.
This is KBEW, Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Top New York City federal prosecutor Danielle Sassoon resigns after the Justice Department directive earlier this week to drop the criminal case against Mayor Eric Adams. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Not only did she stand down from her position, she has revealed in a letter she sent to the new Attorney General, Pam Bondi, that she believes it's improper to drop the case, that the Department of Justice was going to provide a new superseding indictment to add to the charges against Eric Adams, alleging he lied or misled the FBI.
So far, it appears the case against Mayor Adams has not been dismissed. An atmospheric river hits Southern California, bringing with it heavy rains, evacuation orders, and flash flood warnings. As CBS's Carter Evans reports from Pacific Palisades,
rain would normally be a welcome relief for fire-ravaged Southern California, but this storm could be a nightmare on top of a disaster. It's only been a month since the devastating wildfires tore through Altadena, Pacific Palisades, and Malibu. Now, with warnings of heavy rain triggering mudslides, crews have raced to put sandbags in all the fire zones.
President Trump outlined some agreements with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest from the White House.
The president reiterated his message about reciprocal trade tariffs, saying India's tariffs against American cars, for example, are as high as 70%. At a joint news conference, Trump also announced an agreement to increase military sales to India.
We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
The prime minister said he expects what he called a mutually beneficial trade agreement would come very soon, focusing on India's energy security with trade in oil and gas.
Linda McMahon was on Capitol Hill today for a confirmation hearing to lead the Department of Education. Questions were raised about the future of the department. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
She was asked several times about whether the Department of Education would be abolished. She wanted to be clear in saying that education would not be defunded, but this was about making the department more efficient.
Tomorrow is a big day in the city of brotherly love. The Super Bowl champion Eagles will be celebrated by an expected 1 million fans, including this one.
I thought when we won the NFC Championship, it was like the best night of my life. And then last Sunday was the best night of my life. And now tomorrow morning is going to be the best day of our lives.
Tomorrow's parade steps off from the sports complex in South Philly and ends with a celebration in front of the art museum. Think Rocky. December wholesale prices are up a hot 0.4%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Chocolates are a Valentine's Day favorite, but you'll pay more this year. CBS's Danya Backus explains why.
Chocolate makers everywhere are feeling the pinch. Most of the world's cocoa comes from Africa. A series of bad storms, followed by a plant disease, led to a massive drop in supplies.
We've had production declines globally for the last three crop years.
David Branch is a Wells Fargo analyst and says cocoa futures have quadrupled since 2022. With higher production costs, many global manufacturers are raising prices. Consumers aren't seeing a big increase for typical candy bars made with milk chocolate, but it's a different story for dark chocolate that uses more cocoa.
Igloo recalls over a million coolers after a handle hazard causes fingertip amputation injuries. The now recalled Igloo 90-quart flip and toke rolling coolers were sold at retailers including Costco, Target, and Amazon between 2019 and 2025. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Jay Marslick. As we head into tonight, we're going to be well below our average low temperatures for this time of year and as we get closer to the weekend. Looks like tomorrow, some patchy blowing snow will be the main concern, and then as we head into Friday night, light snow showers return. Average highs around this time of year, 27 degrees, and our average lows around 10 degrees. As we head into the overnight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree, with wind chill values as low as minus 15. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Friday, some patchy blowing snow will continue into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 28. South winds at 15 to 20 and gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Friday night, snow showers look likely under cloudy skies with a low around 17 degrees. East-southeast winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Saturday, the chance of snow showers continues under cloudy skies with a high near 23. From the Weatherology Weather Center, meteorologist Jay Marslick, and that's the latest weather on KBW. Right now, it's zero.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Smith. I don't want to miss a thing. And Rick Burton on your Thursday. Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride on the way. Endless Summer Nights, Richard Marks. Right now, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
listen for the latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network at the top of each hour on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Richard Marks, Endless Summer Nights, and Rick Burton. Okay, out of our strange and unusual file, a Minnesota man who considers himself a recreational disc golf player broke a world record in the sport by completing a full 18-hole round of disc golf in 4 minutes and 58.76 seconds. Jonathan Wolfrath, 30, he's said the record attempt combined two of his favorite recreational sports, disc golf and running. So now he's got a Guinness World Record for that. Put loose, Kenny Loggins on the way, Grease, Frankie Valli, and Tom Cochran. Life is a highway.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem.